My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Evan, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Dom, how are you today?
Very well. It sounds very George Paquetto-ish, that greeting there. I can tell right there.
You're one of the big highlights and beacons in the Italian-American community in Philadelphia. And
stop it already.
Your support as well.
Gorgeous so, George, the hero of Marconi Plaza.
So, Evan, what's the name of your media company? What kind of media work do you do?
It's called Boquetto Media Group. I specialize in videos and photography for law firms in Philadelphia and the tri-state area.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a good niche. So, Evan.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Inquirer, surprising, and they let off with a great quote from this Giannotti, Matteo, who said, young Republicans are people looking at Trump. They care about why I have to work two jobs this summer, why I have no money in my pocket to take my girlfriend on dates. That is direct and to the point. So what are you seeing? What is it that's driving somewhat of the youth vote in Philadelphia particularly?
Well, I know a lot of individuals, a lot of millennials just like that, Dom, who have two jobs, are working 70 or 80 hours a week. And they don't have a penny in the bank account after all that effort, and they're upset. What is the American dream? That's what a lot of millennials are asking. And I think a big part of it is we want our children to have a better life than we have. And if you work 80 hours a week and you have no money in your bank account, then how is it possible? And a lot of young people are getting nervous and scared about that, and they're lifting the curtain, the political curtain as it is, and they're just trying to explore what is out there. And they're seeing with the Democrats and the Republicans that there is a new Republican in town. His name's Donald Trump. It's not an establishment Republican. It's a businessman. And they're listening to what he's saying economically, and it's starting to make sense to them. And, you know, I applaud them because we all have to have the curtain lifted. And anyone who can see the truth now is welcome to come to the Republican side to attend a Young Republican of Philadelphia event. We're going to have the next one during the presidential debate on June 27th. Come on out. And even if you're just curious, come and listen to us and ask questions and debate. Let's have a good time with it.
That's a great idea. Yeah, Trump is broken through in the way that a Mitt Romney or someone like that could not, Evan. So how about younger women, though? It seems to be... To the Inquirer, and to me, too, probably more young males, but how about females?
Yes. Well, there are a lot of females coming out. I think there's a lot of closeted Republicans today. There's almost a social shaming about coming out as a Republican, and people don't want to risk that kind of interaction and getting screamed at and misunderstood. So they're just staying to themselves, and it's almost like a new silent generation. But I do feel, especially with women, we had a event with the Young Republicans. We're at the Holmesburg Fishing Game. It's a shooting sports club here in Philadelphia, and a lot of women came out to the event, and they were learning the firearm sports, and they want to be able to explore these things without being judged. Another aspect, which I hear from women, is the groceries. I mean, it's just so expensive. You go into the grocery store, it used to be $65, now it's $150 or $200 to get the same amount of things, and it limits your opportunity to travel or to get a nicer apartment for yourself, or even to save money to get a down payment for a home.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Evan, what about abortion? Now, I think Trump has been skillful. Sure. His style is kind of mangled, and that helps on this, in my view. Sure. And he's talked about states' rights. He's talked about go state by state. But they're gearing up on abortion again as the wedge thing here. So how does that, what do you think about that?
Well, abortion is, you know, the topic of the day, and we can look at 2022 with Dr. Oz versus Fetterman, and it played a big role. I think President Trump is trying to needle the thread, and he's doing it very articulately by not saying he's going to commit to a 6-week ban or he wants to have a debate with the nation about it. And I think that's what a lot of young women in particular are looking to hear. I know a lot of young women, Republicans or even independents, like that kind of messaging from Nikki Haley, who got over 100,000 votes in the Pennsylvania Republican primary. So they're connecting to that. They don't want it to be too far to the extreme on one side where it's 9 months and, you know, abortion is allowed. And I think a lot of women are also scared that they're going to take it away altogether. Me personally, I have my own beliefs, but in terms of bringing more women into the into our Republican Party at a younger age, I think there has to be at least an open to discussion. What should it be appropriately? Like Europe, I think it's 12 weeks. And a lot of Democrats have told me, who are women, they wouldn't be opposed to 12 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the other issue, Biden, whatever the Supreme Court says, is just going ahead and snapping his fingers and saying student loan debt disappears. Republicans are not going to do that. So how does that play? I mean, that is a crunch issue that could forgive tens of thousands of dollars in a nanosecond.
Well, we know it doesn't disappear. I mean, it's being transferred over to the taxpayer. And the very unique thing that's happening right now, Dom, and you went through it just like everybody goes through it, is you start making money and you got to pay these taxes. And when taxes go up, it hits you harder. When taxes go down, you have more money to do other things. And if we're just releasing all this money, it's going to add to inflation. You know, everything goes up with inflation. The groceries go up. The price of energy goes up. And if gasoline goes up, then how do you think we get chickens from the middle of the country to Philadelphia? You put it in a truck and you got to drive it. So the chicken price will go up, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, Evan, when the Inquirer called you on this, did you? I can't see anything in here where I could say the Inquirer lured guys like you in here, and then it was a hatchet job. They're pretty much making the point that Trump is going to do better probably in Philadelphia in 2024 than in 2020, and each, you know, hundred thousands of votes that he does, we only have 80,000 on paper to make up. He makes up 8 to 10 to 12,000 votes in Philadelphia. It's a nice cut.
That's right. And I think there will be a lot of people who either vote for Trump for the first time or protest vote against Biden, which they don't vote for either presidential candidate. And for the ones who are going to protest, I would say vote for Dave McCormick for Senate, because that's a very pivotal seat as well. And we can really, you know, go to take back more of our country if we control the Senate as well.
Evan, thank you very much. So the next big event you have coming up is the debate on the 27th, Instagram.com/PhillyYR.
Yes, come to the event, the presidential debate party. It's going to be a great time where you can have questions, you can have debates, you can do anything you want. It'll be a great time.
Evan, thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.